Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a great honor to have Dave Dombrowski. Dave, thank you for doing this today.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dave, welcome to Philadelphia. We are thrilled to have you running the Philadelphia Phillies. You are a proven commodity and a great baseball person, and we all just want to express to you how happy we are about that.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be on board. It's a situation where one of the most storied franchises in Major League Baseball, and with the history that they have, the great players they've had, and it's an honor to be part of it, and we'll get this thing turned around and play some winning baseball on a consistent basis over the years.
Hey, Dave, you've lived your whole life with baseball. What do you love about it?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, and it's probably a long answer because I know you won't have me that long, but it's one of those where I've loved it ever since I've been a kid. I loved all sports. I played sports, never at the professional level. But the one sport I always loved the most was baseball. I just had an affinity for it at a young age. Just was fascinated by the game itself. I remember my dad taking me to the ballpark. I'm from Chicago, and we went to Comiskey Park at that time. We were Southsiders, and walking out there and just being fascinated by what I saw and just see the green grass and see the exploding scoreboard out there in center field. And I just think the overall feeling and atmosphere, I just love it. Gives me goosebumps now to talk about it. And I've always been just loved the game, the strategy involved in it, the thought process of putting together a club, even at a young age. My parents would tell me how I'd read the sports pages right away and look for transactions and trades and the lineup that was put together and who won the standings. And I just loved it. And I've continued to love it throughout the years. And for me, I would say it's with a love, it's a passion. And when it's a passion like that, it's really not a job. I mean, sure, there's things that are not easy with it. And there's tough decisions that you have to make. It's not always pleasurable, but every day I look at my career, which is now 43 years. I look and I wake up in the morning and look forward to the day and excited to do it.
Dave, if we could get it, we could hear it, the passion in your voice while you're answering that. Here's the thing in Philadelphia the last couple of years. We've loved it a little bit less because there's so much less ball in play. It's a different brand. Have you had the same reaction to what's happening in baseball right now?
Oh, sure. I think that's something the industry needs to approach. But on an individual club basis, yes, the swing and miss, less ball in play. I still say that, and that's for me as a club, as an organization, you can still put your own philosophies in. And sometimes now it's a little bit different, but I'm still a believer in using the whole ballpark. My philosophy has been you want, of course, lead the league and run scored from an offensive perspective. But as the ball flies out of the ballpark, I like to lead the league in doubles because that means you're staying on the ball and using the whole field and trying to make contact. And so, yes, all of those things are, I agree with you, and it's something that the industry needs to approach. It's not easy because some of the power pitching that we now have and pitching up in the zone, which creates a lot of swing and miss. But there's ways to approach it. And really, when you look at that, when we were in Boston those years, my years there in 16, 17, 18, and even in 19, we weren't a club that struck out a lot. We had some people that struck out, but we didn't strike out a lot. And a lot of it was, of course, the talent of the players, but it was also the approach that they took to the plate.
Dave, believe me, if you want to make an awesome first impression in Philadelphia, sign JT Realmuto. Now, we're getting a sense here that there's not great optimism because of the money situation right now. Could you give me a read on how optimistic you are about getting Realmuto signed here?
Well, that's a hard question for me to answer only because it's just coming on board. But I will say that when you say you're not optimistic, I don't sense in joining the organization that there's a pessimistic feeling in any regard. I mean, they're still optimistic that we have a chance to sign him, and everybody wants him on board and loves him. So sometimes these things take a long time to work themselves out, but there's still optimism in the organization from John Middleton on down. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Everybody loved to have him on board. I know he loves Philadelphia. He loves being part of the culture there and the team. So hopefully we can still get this done.
Hey, Dave, thank you. We're trying to rationalize what's going on. We're very thrilled that you came here. And we're thinking he's a big game hunter. Dombrowski wins championships. He wouldn't have come if he hadn't have some sense that he could spend some money. Is that an accurate representation of what your thinking is when you took the job?
Well, let me say yes and no. First of all, I am about winning and getting good players and having them on board. But I also think that before you spend big dollars on guys, you have to make sure that they're the right players to put you over the top in many cases. And so in our situation here, we have an owner in John Middleton and the group that he has. They want to win badly. We're in a position that they'll do what they can, create some flexibility. But we need to decide, it's a little different if you're one player away, but we have a lot of really good players that we should be able to win with. When you start talking about the top three in a rotation, you talk about Nola, Wheeler, Eflin, and then you put, Velasquez behind them and then in like the number four or five spot in Howard. Well, that's a pretty good starting rotation to start. You talk about Bryce Harper, you got one of the best players in the game. You got some good young players with Baum. Now Hoskins isn't quite as young. Kingery had a bad year last year. So there's some, and if we are fortunate enough to sign Realmuto, there's a real good core of players there. Are we one player away where you say, okay, let's go get this guy this particular year? I'm not sure that this is the year to do it, but as we move forward, it's something that we'll be very optimistic about getting players. And you can see that John's not afraid to be in a position where we bring quality, big-name players on board.
Dave, one of the things that impressed me during your first Zoom conference with the media was that you like a closer, a dominant guy to get you through the ninth inning. This bullpen had tons of problems last year. Is there a way you could find one of them even with the constraints of money right now? Do you think that you would be able to get a guy for the ninth inning that you would like in that role?
Well, potentially. But it's one of those where you're right. Our bullpen needs a lot of fixes. We don't have that person on board right now. The one thing about that, and when you take yourself away from some of the big closers and the big dollar closers, sometimes closers come from unexpected places. You have good arms, they have good stuff, and all of a sudden they put it together. And of course, there's that mentality to close the game in the ninth inning and want the ball. So is the potential to find that person out there? For sure. I mean, I've been with good clubs that you would think, well, where did that guy come from that they really – that was unexpected. Is it a challenge for us? Sure it is. It's something that we'll work hard on and we'll try to find. I don't anticipate spending big dollars on a closer this particular year. You never can tell what ends up taking place. But, yes, I think we can find that type of person.
All right. Now, you have a reputation. I'm not positive if it's true or not. You like – packaging prospects for proven commodities, Dave. Is that something you will use right away here? Is it true?
Well, this is the way I would describe that. I know that is my reputation. But I'll also say I do like young players. I mean, when you look at some of the organizations where I've been and we've been successful, it's because you have good young players as part of your club. So, for example, in Boston, well, of course, when I walked over, they had all those good young positional players. But even the time period when I was there, we broke in guys like Benintendi and Devers. So the key to that is finding the right player that fits your needs and which players you have to give up. So we knew we gave up a lot for Chris Sale when we traded four young players, and Chris fortunately helped us win a world championship. But we knew when we traded Moncada and we traded Kopech, unfortunately for him, has been hurt. We knew we were giving up a couple of really good players, but we wanted to get Sale. But when it ended up where they also asked for Devers. Well, that was our breaking point. And we said, no, then we would have to walk away. And fortunate enough, we were able to get the deal done. So I don't really anticipate, again, I don't know who's available. And, of course, if somebody asks you for players that you're maybe not quite as high on and you really love a player, would you do something? For sure. Is it something I anticipate us really putting a press on to do that this year? I would say I don't necessarily think that this is the winter that we would do that.
All right, Dave, you are inheriting a manager in Joe Girardi. A lot of times a new guy comes in, wants his own manager, but I'm getting a sense that you have a camaraderie right away with Joe. Could you tell us what you think of Joe Girardi?
Yeah, I love Joe Girardi. And you're right. A lot of times you come in and you like, okay, how's this going to work out? And you know, I'm going to have to bring somebody in. It's very fortunate when you come into an organization, you have somebody like Joe Girardi. I've known Joe for years, playing against him, with him managing, and have developed a nice relationship with him throughout the years. I have a nice conversation. I've always been impressed on how his ball club plays. Very intelligent, very smart, really can handle a pitching staff. He's open-minded to changes in the game with his intellect. And I really like him as a person. So I think we're very fortunate to have him. I know I'm fortunate to walk into position and have someone like him. So I'm thrilled that he's on board. And I also know he loves his coaching staff because we've had a chance to visit for an extended period. I know some coaches' names more than I know him from working with any of them. But he loves his coaching staff. So when you can all of a sudden say, hey, our manager and coaching staff is settled at the big league level, that really takes a big burden off of somebody coming in new.
Hey, Dave, last thing. I know we're pressed for time. I just got to know. You could go anywhere. Everybody would love to add Dave Dombrowski. You pick Philadelphia. You know we have a reputation for being kind of critical here, right?
Really? I never heard that before.
No, I'm telling you, Dave, we're very critical, very much.
I get it. I get it. I've actually, since I first started as a youngster in the game, they always told me there were three unique markets for their passion and their criticism, which just kind of comes hand in hand. And the three markets were New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. And now I've been fortunate enough to work in two of them.
Well, Al and I grew up in New England. We're worse here than up in New England, I'm telling you, Dave. Dave.
Well, I will just finish with it. Bill Beck always said, and I was fortunate enough in 1978 to start with the White Sox. And Bill Beck was an owner and a Hall of Fame owner. He always used to say, those fans that boo are also the ones that cheer the loudest. So they may be like that, but we also know there's a lot of passion there.
You got us, Dave. Dave, congratulations on the new job, and nothing but great luck here in Philadelphia. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to talking to you.
Dave
Bye-bye.
Dombrowski. Al, love it first listen.
Yeah.
I already love him. By the way, he is not at all Andy McPhail. WIP Sports Time, 856.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!